Android and iPhone users, welcome. BlackBerry and Windows Phone users, these phones don't even support podcasting, bro. The podcast going beyond the headlines. This is the Gooply Cast. Here's your host, Matthew Carter.
Hello, everybody. I had to stop and think for a minute because I am not usually the one hosting the show. Matt Carter is off tonight. I'm filling in hosting duties for him. So welcome to the Gooply Cast. Tonight we're going to be talking about our holiday tech picks for 2021. With us tonight is Roy. How's it going tonight, Roy?
It doesn't have the same oomph without the product red aficionado.
Sorry, product red.
Things are going good.
Extraordinaire. I like that word better.
Ooh. Matt, if you're listening, you're going to have to step up your game next week.
Yeah, definitely. All right. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Also with us is host of Cooking with Tim and future host of Morning Brew, Chef Tim VK on Twitter. Say that again.
Radical.
Radical. That is it. And then directing the live stream tonight is Joseph. How you doing, Joe?
That's Joseph. That's Mr. Executive Gamer Joseph to you.
Mr. Executive Gamer.
Damn, I'm doing great
tonight, guys.
I'm glad to be here. I think we're this is going to be a good show.
Good. Speaking of gamers, we didn't even talk about on the before the show about the big game announcement today.
The Halos.
Who cares about that?
Hey, rude.
Everybody listening is now triggered.
Everybody.
How about we do our official gamer, Tim, because he's the one here with the new Xbox. You want to share the news?
So if you didn't see the news yesterday on Twitter, of all people, Pringles.
So weird.
Okay, so it's a juicy one. It's a juicy story. So Pringles posted a timer on their website, and it was like had a Halo theme and everything and all this kind of stuff. And everyone was like, why the countdown timer was set for today, which today is the 20th anniversary of the original Xbox and the original Halo Combat Evolve. And there were speculations going around that Halo was going to be released, at least multiplayer was going to be released today early before the December 8th planned release date. And Reddit was all crazy yesterday, especially the Halo subreddit. They were one person posted anonymously that their friend worked for Microsoft and that he worked on Azure, and Azure was allocating a very large chunk of their services to a untitled Xbox release that was scheduled for today. And that was a big question mark of what that was for. There were just a bunch of little things. Some people were reporting that on the Xbox app it was no longer saying December 8th as the release date, and just a bunch of little things like that were happening. And so of course everyone eagerly waited till today, because everyone knew today was a live stream, Microsoft celebrating the 20th anniversary, so it was assumed they were going to announce it then. And sure enough, one of the last announcements was the entire 343 team, and they pretty much shared that Halo Infinite was going to be released early, as in beta, released today. And it was available to download immediately, and as far as I know, on my friends list, a lot of my friends have been playing it all day. And funny enough, I saw this on Twitter. The community manager for 343 said that Pringles did not know that Halo was going to be released today, and they had that timer for some new snacks they were planning to announce today because of the 20th anniversary.
Did they announce the snacks? Like, what are snacks?
Yeah, what are the snacks? And we need to know now.
If you go to Pringles' website, you can see some pretty awesome Halo-related snacks. But I feel bad for Pringles because they were probably planning to announce these snacks today because of the 20th anniversary, not realizing it was going to cause this whole entire chaotic mess. But anyway, long story short, pretty much TLDR from this entire thing is Pringles is the prophecy and can predict pretty much anything to ever happen ever again.
Wow.
All hail Pringles.
The Moa burger, is that the special flavor?
Apparently.
Wow.
That's the only thing. I'm underwhelmed. I'm underwhelmed. You did remind me I do need to get on my Xbox and download the Infinite multiplayer, because it is available for Xbox One as well, right?
It's okay, available cool. for Windows 10, Xbox One, all the Xbox Ones, if you have
Mac OS,
any
Mac
of
OS.
The...
Does it work on the Xbox fridge?
True.
Play your Halo
what? In the
fridge. It's a what? Good question.
You can't play it on the Xbox fridge? What a ripoff.
Yeah, it's kind of a scam when you think about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to the topic tonight, holiday tech picks. Who wants to go first?
I think we throw Tim into the fire.
Oh. Well,
Tim, you're right. Tim doesn't go first on a lot of this stuff, so let's have Tim go first. Even though we can probably predict what's going to be on his tech pick.
Sorry.
Do we want to make guesses before he announces it?
I bet you the new Xbox is going to be on that list.
I bet you the Pixel 6 will not be on it.
I bet you that too. And I think there's a good chance that the Apple Watch might be on there.
I would be willing. What else? What else can I?
I said to come up with three. Anybody got another idea?
There's definitely something AV related on this.
Maybe he wants some new HDMI cables.
Okay, Tim. Go for it.
Go ahead, Tim. All right.
Well, I have one item that has not been guessed yet, and I will be saving that for last. I was going to start with a cheaper item, but... Nope, we're starting with the other items, apparently. Okay, so my number one, hold on. Actually, no, it has my name on it. I don't want to do that. I was going to grab the box, but...
Yeah, dox yourself real quick.
Yeah. So
it's his Xbox.
The Xbox Series X. Now, I want to say this about the Xbox. I understand there's supply shortages right now. It may not be easy to get... or you have to pay the scalpers. They're not like available anywhere. But if you can somehow get your hands on one, you can somehow afford the, I would consider it kind of expensive, $500 for that, or Series S for $300.
No. The Series S has what, a 500 gigabyte hard drive, which is hardly anything considering that every game on there has to be digitally purchased. If you buy the special hard drive works, so that's going to a special port, so it's proprietary. You have to get the special one. And it's a terabyte. It's a terabyte. And how much does that thing cost? Like, it's $200 for the price of the Series S plus the terabyte hard drive. You just bought yourself a Series X, and it's still only digital.
You can plug in an external USB 3.0 hard drive, and it works perfectly fine. I have my Call of Duties all on there, and I was able to quick resume all of them. It's fine.
So you have a Series S, and you've tried this?
I have a Series X. It's the same hardware. It's the same hard drive. It's the same NVMe hard drive. But.
Okay. So the Xbox Series X or the Xbox Series S, if you're listening to Tim.
I'm sorry. If you I highly recommend Game Pass. There's a ton of games on there. You get all of Microsoft's first party games on there. Forza Horizon 5 is so much fun. Such a good game. I've loved the Forza Horizon series to begin with, but this one.
Do they have Tetris?
I'm sure you can download Tetris from somewhere. They have Peggle. They have both Peggles. Zoe's a big fan of the Peggle series. That's all she's been playing, and I'm like, you have an Xbox Series X sitting in the living room, and you decide to play Peggle.
Does she know that her phone will play Peggle just as good?
I don't.
With just as good graphics?
I don't think she does. Does the Apple Watch play Peggle? That may be
possible. There are some fun Apple Watch games.
I will need to let her know about those.
She's gonna get nothing done at work anymore. So how much is Game Pass?
Game Pass. So you can get Game Pass Ultimate, which is what I have, which is $15 a month. That includes Game Pass on your phone for mobile game streaming on your phone, pretty much anywhere you are. It actually works not garbage. It's actually pretty great, unless you have a Pixel 6 and then the controller doesn't even fit onto it because of the stupid camera bump.
Never had a problem with my iPhone version of the Kishi. I'm just saying the Razer Kishi has worked perfectly for every iPhone I've used it with.
It doesn't work for the Pixels. Anyway, you can also use other controllers for it. Game streaming actually works really well. I've played Battlefront 2 multiple times at work on my break.
It works really well.
It's awesome. Especially if you have a 5G phone, it's really good as well. You can also play on PC. So if you do have a gaming PC, they have a ton of Game Pass games available for PC. And then, of course, if you have an Xbox One, Xbox Series X, S, whatever, you can play games on there as well. They have games from the Xbox 360, original Xbox, and any kind of game. They have a ton of games. And it sounds like Microsoft is very much pushing the service, so a lot of games are going to be added onto it, I think, in the next year or two as Microsoft starts buying more and more studios. And then there's also, of course, individual packages. You can get Xbox Game Pass just for PC for, I think it's $10, or just for consoles for $10 as well. But also Ultimate does include Xbox Live, which means you can play online as well. So that's what I say about Xbox. It's so much fun. I haven't had this much fun in gaming in a long time, and it's been absolute blast to hop on and talk with people who I have not talked to in a long time, because they are all console people. So that's my number one pick, is the Xbox Series X.
And number two, Apple Watch.
Apple Watch, I have it sitting right here under the Christmas tree. The Apple Watch SE, Nike edition.
I think my Christmas tree is better than yours.
You know what, Matt? I don't really care.
Mine's got colored lights on it. And Star Wars ornaments.
I think your Gooply logo is not very well handmade. This one, though, is
I give that to you. That is, you win that battle.
Damn straight. All right. Anyway,
his is very techy though.
Mine is very techy. You're right. So, anyways, Apple Watch Series. That looks like the Nike edition, right?
Yes. So we went and picked it up. I think last week we bought it. We decided to do our Christmas gifts, like the big Christmas gifts, a little early this year, just to be sure for the shortage, to make sure that we got what we wanted. Also, then we could start using it and enjoying using them.
I should maybe convince my wife that she purchased my first gift and it's under the tree. But that's a good point, Tim. I should maybe.
She got you a cleaning cloth after all. She managed to find it.
I don't know. It's in a giant box. I don't think it's a cleaning cloth.
Sounds like something I would do to throw you
might
off.
Be shoes. Might be shoes, but.
Some rocks in it.
But she's been using the Apple Watch a lot for work. She's all teched out. She has her iPhone, her AirPods, and her Apple Watch, and she loves how they all just integrate well together, and she's able to do work really well. I think
Zoe will share her activity.
I'm just gonna say the thing that we've been trying to teach Tim for a long time.
I don't know,
everything,
man.
Everything just works together.
I like my Android stuff besides the Pixel 6. it's got some pretty cool features on it. We were kind of going through. I was watching her set it up, and because I've never
That's the SE model, right? Too.
Yeah, which the SE model, it works pretty well for being cheap compared to. I know there's better ones where you can probably render a Spider-Man 2 on your watch, but you can literally it works pretty well for being the cheaper version.
And it's the 40 millimeter or the 44 millimeter?
40 millimeter.
Nice.
And she likes it a lot. She's been using it. She's really liking the health features on it, like filling or completing rings. That's been now her thing that she's been focusing on doing. Because
tell her she should share her activity with me.
Yeah, she should share it with me too. I'm up to where's my health?
She was excited about the fireworks that go off when you complete it or something. Yeah. And then I think the next time it didn't do anything cool, and she was really disappointed.
She should share with me and Roy, since we both have watches. Yeah. It's more funner with more people. I have my longest, you should tell her this though, my longest move streak ever. Can you guess how many days that is?
1,126
days. Dang. I have met my move goal. And my move goal was pretty high. Like when I was commuting, like I stick around to about 800 calories a day now. Before it was, when I was commuting to work every day, it was a lot more. But I'm definitely trying to get more active, and I'm pushing it every day. But you can do competitions with people and stuff like that too. Roy's a cheater when he does competitions. So,
what's the story there? I need to hear that.
Okay. No. So
Roy is so much more active, and he, like, I get the same amount of calories and points sometimes, and he is the same amount. I'm literally running around the house with my dog, chasing my dog to try and get exercise minutes because it's pouring down rain outside, and Roy is still somehow beating me, you know, and I'm just trying to get my heart rate up so that I can burn more calories. And
so what you need to understand is that when you do a competition on Apple Watch, it sets rules, and you get, here, let me just read these rules to you really quick. You get a point for every percent you add to each of your rings. You have your move ring, your exercise ring, and your stand ring. The competition lasts for 7 days. You can max out at 600 points a day, which is 4,200 points a week. So you get a point for every percent you fill up your ring. So it doesn't matter if your goal is 200 calories a day or 1,000 calories a day. For every percent you fill up your ring, you get a point. Okay. Matt's calorie goal is way lower than mine because I move around a lot at work. So I fill up my ring faster. So I have a higher goal. Okay. I don't know where the disconnect is and why I'm getting more points than he is. But
that's because he's communicating. He's texting his buddy at Apple and saying, "Hey, Tim, I need you to up my points this week. I need to beat him today." So yeah.
But the system's designed where if your goals are set according to your own actual fitness goals. So in other words, if you've set all of your rings to be the right amounts for whatever you're actually trying to obtain, then everybody should more or less be putting in the same amount of effort. So Matt's a little bit more sedimentary than I am, because once again, I have a very active job where I'm moving around a lot. So his goal doesn't need to be as high above what he actually does. Then like say if I get 1,000 calories a day just from moving around, but Matt only gets 500 calories a day, my goal would be 1,100. If I wanted to get 100 above, his would be 600, and we would both be putting in the same amount of extra effort in order to obtain those rings. You see what I'm saying? So the game is designed in a very fair way, and I don't know why Matt is struggling so much. And him and I are not that far off from wins. Oh, never mind. I guess he's only won 4 times, and I've won 10 times.
Yeah. See, he's cheating.
It sounds like we have a salty gamer over here.
Yes. Yes.
But, I mean, right, when, Tim, we gotta move on. We're running out of time.
Where are you at?
Where are you at? What are your third one?
The third one. Do any of you guys want to take a final guess as to what the third one is?
Give me 1 second.
A 1+7. Wallet case.
Is it an accessory?
Yes.
Does it have to do with the Xbox?
Maybe a keyboard. No. That's my guess.
Okay.
Is it a game controller for the Pixel 6?
No.
Is it the Razer Kishi?
No.
The Xbox fridge!
What is it, Tim? Hit us.
All right. Everyone who drinks coffee needs their own frother for their milk. Because
how is this a tech pick?
It turns on.
It's electronic.
It's electronic. It turns on. You push a button and it froths your milk for you. All right. This thing has been great because we have an espresso machine and we've been making peppermint mochas for in the morning. And this thing makes some fresh froth for those peppermint mochas. And
that's pretty cool.
It's
do you use it with your ice maker?
No, you can. I did it this morning hot. I made a nice warm drink. It was really good. I highly recommend going to Cash and Carry or wherever you go to get restaurant crap. You can get like peppermint mocha or peppermint pumps, chocolate pumps.
It's not called Cash and Carry anymore, though, by the way. It's US stores.
Yeah, it's
stupid. Chef store or something like that.
But it's $40. Get this for someone in your household who likes coffee and likes making maybe mochas at home. This is a excellent Christmas gift. That is
Roy. Do you want to explain? We'll put a link to the description in the bio because we're showing it, but a lot of people are going to be listening on the podcast. So we'll put a link in the description.
That's a really cool gift idea, honestly. That's really neat.
I do have to say that is kind of cool. I was just giving you a hard time about being tech related.
An accessory to your coffee maker.
Wow.
That does remind me. I've always wanted one of those. I think they're called Embers. They're the coffee mugs, the smart coffee mugs that keep your coffee warm for you.
Those are so expensive.
They are so expensive. And I would never buy one because of how expensive they are, but it'd be really neat to have one of those.
Yeah. All right, Roy, you're up. What are your 2021 holiday tech picks?
My 2021 holiday picks. The first thing I'm going to go throw out there is the brand new 2021 version of the Kindle Paperwhite. It is currently $189, which is a little bit pricier than their Paperwhites have been in the past. But it's a bigger screen now. It's a 6.8 screen. It's got a warm light feature, so you can, instead of bring the bright white light, you can adjust the warm light. And for the first time, they brought back a feature from another Kindle version they used to have a while back called the Voyage. It will auto-adjust the light based on your ambient lighting around you so that you're not straining your eyes too much with the light going from light in dark rooms. And that is on the signature edition, the one that's $189. The regular Kindle is, I think it's like $139 for the regular Kindle Paperwhite. But that is my first tech buy because I think that bringing back that adjustable light is pretty, pretty flippin' awesome. I know I would like to... Because I read on my Kindle. That's where I almost exclusively read on my Kindle. I'm either reading on the Kindle app on my phone or my actual Kindle here at home. And if I'm out in the living room reading and I go to my bedroom and I just want to read in bed before I go to bed, I got to sit there and toggle the light. It's a hassle. I'm already tired. I'm laying down in bed because I'm tired. I don't want to mess with that. I'm lazy. So that is my first holiday tech buy is the new 2021 Kindle. Oh, by the way, all of the 2021 Kindle Paperwhites are now the bigger 6.8 screen, which I think is pretty awesome. Thinner bezels, more reading space, less page turning.
Nice.
My second tech purchase is all inspired off of the HomePod Mini, which you can get in a wide variety of colors now. I have never had a smart speaker of any kind before my HomePod Mini, which, by the way, is amazing. But just home smart speakers in general, whether it be an Echo Dot or a Google Home Mini or a mini HomePod, just the small ones, putting those in the different rooms, doing different smart home things, that is definitely my number two tech purchase. I could go into many reasons why I think the HomePod is better.
I will say I really do like the HomePod. I really like the HomePod, the HomePod itself. Disclaimer, I owned the two version, or I owned the white and the black version of the bigger HomePod that was released several years ago. And it really does sound amazing. But I had recently heard and, you know, played around with the HomePod Mini, and it is absolutely amazing. The sound quality is almost the same as what you get out of the full bigger speaker, I felt like, but in a smaller container. So you can pair them together. You can do a lot of cool things. You can hook them up to your Apple TV. If you have two of the bigger ones that are no longer being sold, you can still pair them with that, and you could have two small ones in the back, two front ones in the front, I think. I've seen people do crazy things with them. But yeah, definitely the HomePod. And the fact that, like, it was nice when they had the two colors, but now that they have all the colors, you can get blue, orange is a really cool color. So definitely check it out. I did see one at the Apple store when I was picking up my wallet last week. And I have to say it was tough not to get one. So I may end up getting one this year because I do miss my HomePod, which I do.
So. That blue one looks really good. I saw it at the Apple store.
It would look really good. Yeah, it would look. I mean, I really like the orange one too. I'm torn between which one to get because of the blue one and the orange one, because my wife really likes orange, and I actually feel like the orange ones might fit out in my office better. Just because it kind of sticks out a little bit, and it might be kind of cool to have that bright color in here. So I'm definitely torn on the colors of what I'd get. But if we did get two, maybe I would get the blue one for another room and the orange one for my office, or vice versa.
But yeah, I'd recommend any smart home speaker that matches your ecosystem.
Did you get the product red?
They don't have a product red. No, they don't. Have a
product red.
No, I am very disappointed about it. It's very odd that they didn't. But the HomePod Mini has been great. I can take my phone, literally, if I'm listening to something, like say I was out on a walk, listening to something, my AirPods, I can literally walk in and tap my phone on the AirPod and it transfers over what I'm listening to, whatever I'm listening to. Siri on it works really well. The sound on it is really good. I have one of those Marshall Bluetooth speakers, the big ones that were like $400 that we used to sell. And the HomePod Mini honestly puts out sound that almost is just as good as that $400 speaker, which is really amazing when you think about it. Smart home, little mini smart home speaker. It has been awesome. My number one tech purchase is who here loves their AirPod Pros?
Hell yeah.
That is not my number one tech purchase. My number one tech purchase are the Beats Fit Pros, or Beats Pro Fit, whatever it's called, the new ones that Apple just put out. It is basically your AirPod
Did you buy Pro. Them? It is, Did you buy them?
It is basically Why? Your
Let How do you keep this. Things? How do you keep things from me?
Let me get through this, okay? It is basically your AirPod Pros, but it's got a little bit better sound with the low tones from the bass. The wingtips on it help fit it in your ear a little better. One of my problems with my AirPod Pros is over a period of time they start to slowly work their way out of my ear if I'm moving around a lot. The wingtip supposedly will give you better better fit so that that doesn't happen. It has the active noise cancellation that AirPod Pros have. It has the spatial audio that AirPods Pros have. It has the transparency mode. It has the W1 chip for easy peering and switching between your Apple devices. It comes in, what is it, black, gray, white, and pink, I want to say. It doesn't have wireless charging on the case, which kind of sucks, but putting that aside,
deal breaker. No, it is, get it off the list.
This is my list, sir. It is also a full $50 cheaper than the AirPod Pros. It has a physical button on each earbud that will do the same thing that the stem touch will do. The capacitive touch will do, with the exception of you can make it so that long pressing an earbud, whether it be right or left, because you can program each one to be different, will turn the volume up or turn the volume down rather than switch it between transparency and noise cancellation, which is kind of a neat feature. I'm hoping that they bring that to the AirPod Pros or whatever the next generation AirPod Pros are. Aside from that, it has an app for the Android, for the Google Play Store, that allows you to have all of those features available on Android except for the Hey Siri feature, which makes sense because obviously, gosh darn it, I shouldn't have said that. Because obviously you're not going to be able to take advantage of that on Android. You're going to have the Google Assistant version of that. So being able to take advantage of all of that on Android, making it a pretty versatile earbud for either your iOS user or your Android user, makes it my number one tech purchase.
So I have a question. How much battery life do you get out of them? Because it says up to eight hours of listening time.
On a single charge, and it's like, I think you get like a total of 24 hours between the charges in the case and the, I'd have to look it up.
Yeah. So, cause I'm just wondering, cause I do listen, I listen to things before I go to bed. So I have the Beats, I have the wireless or
put in there.
Yeah.
Or the X. Power Beats.
Okay. No, the X. So I have the X and I do like them. They are, they're really nice. They sound great. And it's just, like I said, it's just to have white noise. So I fall asleep, but, I like to have it all through the night. So, I'm wondering if I could use these because, the other ones are dying. Like they're on their way out the door.
So the website says, and this is with active noise canceling on. So you get 24 hours of combined playback, but with active noise canceling on, you get 6 hours with the earbuds themselves and then an additional 18 hours provided by the charging case. And of course, if you have active noise canceling turned off, you're going to get more than 6 hours. Probably not a whole lot more, probably 6 to 8 hours is probably what you're looking at. And it's not, for $199, you know, considering that you're basically getting the AirPod Pros with a wingtip versus a stem, and obviously you're not getting the wireless charging, which kind of sucks. It does charge by USB-C.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I would be downfall to because I do like to, it's fine because I have to charge my other ones. Like I don't have wireless charging on my other ones, but I might consider it. So, yeah, I'll have to check them out though.
They are worth checking out from what I understand.
How is the sound quality though? Have you used them? Because I've only ever heard bad things about Beats products.
They have more of a bass to them though.
They do have more of a bass to them. There's a guy on YouTube, does Painfully Honest Tech is the name of his channel, and he's an audiophile. And he listened to them back to back, switching forth between them and the AirPod Pros, and he said that he felt that while you're getting much more bass out of the Beats Fit Pro, you're getting a much fuller sound. Like the equalizer graph or whatever is a much better graph layout than the ones that AirPod Pros use. Not that the AirPod Pros are bad by any means, because those were his daily drivers for wireless earbuds.
Sure, sure.
But he felt that the Beats Fit Pro had a better equalizer profile built into it, and they sound pretty decent from what I hear.
Interesting. These might actually just be really good headphones.
I might check them out because I do like the idea of having something like not having a wired hanging around me at night, you know, which I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I usually like keep one headphone in anyways at a night, you know, but, you know, it's just, the other ones I've had for a couple of years and they just, they're getting old and dying. They don't hold a very well charge very well.
That they got a sage gray color for this that just look amazing, in my opinion. I wonder if I can find that really quick.
I'll have to check them out. We're almost out of time, but oh yeah, that's nice.
They look cool. Yeah, good design.
All right. Do you have anything else?
No, that is my three.
All right, sounds good. I will go next. So, like I've said, everything has been about my office, and so that is my holiday tech picks. And the first one is the.
Get it in. Oh yeah, I hear that's a good keyboard.
He had the keyboard. It is.
Roy has the keyboard too. this is the MX Master, the MX Keys Mini. It's by Logitech. I think last year I on the tech purchases that we didn't regret, I think I shouted out the full size version. But this is definitely nice. The full version has a 10 key also on it. But I like a minimal keyboard. I don't use 10 key very much at all. And so being able to have a smaller keyboard is really nice. I was a little disappointed that it only came in white, only because I had a black mouse at the time, which was the MX Master 3. It was in black and it was the Mac version. However, I did just what you thought I was going to do, and I went out and bought the matching color so that it didn't clash in my office. And then I have it paired. So those are the Logitech keyboard and the mouse are one tech pick together, but they're sold separately.
What are the switches on the keyboard?
So you can customize them with the app. There's software you can download. This one is made for the Mac, so it has like Siri.
I meant like are they like clicky? Are they clicky? No, are they
not,
tactile?
They're not really clicky. They're not real clicky. You can't really hear them very well. They're nice and soft. I do have a mechanical keyboard, a Keytron. And the Keytron is nice, but it's very loud on Zoom calls, and I'm on Zoom calls a lot. And so the clicky noise just kind of gets into it. So it's very soft, but it's very tactile. And when you press down on them, it feels really good. It has a backlit too as well. You can turn off the backlit, which I have it turned off, just because I'd rather get more battery life out of it, because I leave my keyboard on all the time. I don't do it. The nice thing about it, though, is you can pair it with up to three different devices. So I have it paired up to my MacBook, my work computer, and all that. And to my Mac Mini. And then you can do the same thing with the mouse, too. The mouse does have some scrolling features over here. So you can actively scroll and you can program these. I have them customized in the Final Cut Pro for scrubbing through video and stuff like that. Scrubbing through web pages and stuff like that. You can program and customize the buttons though, which is really nice.
Cool.
It just has a very good feel to it. And again, paired with Logitech, I think it's called Logitech Options, which is their software. It is a fantastic mouse. Now, yeah,
I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I am a keyboard collector. I think I own 8 different boards. I love seeing cool keyboards that are different than anything I have. And I don't think I've quite seen a Bluetooth keyboard like this Logitech one you're talking about.
I've never had connectivity issues with these. Some people said the older versions and stuff like that have had connectivity issues.
Huh.
But I've used the MX Master 3 and the MX keys. But there was an older version of the MX series. It was called the MX Craft, I think, and it had like a scroll, had like a little circle on it that you could like scrub through and stuff like that.
Dope.
And a lot of people said they had connectivity issues with it, but again, Logitech, hands down, best keyboard I've had, and stuff like that. So those are the two the one tech pick that is, but they're sold separately. The second tech pick I have is the
white block.
This is the Apple trackpad. Now I've had this for a while and I never used it for a while, but I found it very helpful in some ways. So I have multiple, if you use a Mac, you can set up multiple desktops and stuff like that. I think you can do it on Windows too. I don't know for sure, but I can basically scrub through, and just by like swiping and stuff like that, I can do gestures and stuff like that to, switch through keyboards and stuff like that. So, I never been in love with the trackpad more now than I have ever before. I've hated trackpads. Don't even know why I bought it first place, but I have a new love for the trackpad. Thanks to that. So, but this is the Apple version. There's some other versions that you can get online on Amazon. But I definitely recommend having a trackpad as well as a mouse, because you can do some things like, again, scrubbing through video, those type of things, if you have a long video or whatnot. So, and then my third but final tech pick is, and I mentioned this earlier, I was talking to Joe about it and Tim before we got on, but I've always been a fan of Logitech and I still am, but I had an older Logitech camera. I bought it at the beginning of the pandemic when we started working from home, but it was the cheaper model of the Logitech brand. And I was looking for something new. Because that one was kind of failing. The cord got crimped back behind my thing and you can't replace the cord for the camera. So sometimes it would go in and out. So I decided to check out a new camera, and this is the Anker, Pro Conference C300, and it is hella clear. Like, it is a full smart HD, webcam, with HDR, 1080p at 60 frames per second, and it gives you software that you can go in and customize it. You can make it closer to you, can make it wider to you. I'm having issues with the software right now to try and get it work, but it definitely is my holiday pick, because just without any customizations, I totally notice a difference between the two webcams. I was trying them out together. I had them both connected at the same time, and I was going back and forth and stuff like that. And it's a much cleaner picture. It is a little more expensive webcam. It's about $130. But if you compare it to some of the other ones out there, like I was looking at a 4K one, and I just, you know, it was like $200 for a 4K one, but, just with the AI technology in this and stuff like that, I was really, inclined to try it out. So, planning on doing a full review on my Instagram of it, in the next, little while, but, definitely looking forward to using it more. This is actually the second time I've gotten to use it, between my meetings that I've had. So, I'm really excited to play around with the features once I can get the software working, but for some reason it keeps saying, and I'm pretty sure it's a problem with my connections and my, hub that I'm using. So I might have to play around with it some more, but it keeps saying that it's connected to the software is already being used to connect to the camera, so it can't pull up and change the settings. But, yeah, definitely a fan of webcams, and you should check out Anker, if you're looking for a good webcam for working from home. So we still have a little bit more time. Joe, do you have anything that you would like to shout out for tech picks?
Well, one tech pick that was already kind of mentioned from Roy, that also might be overshadowed by Roy's, is the AirPods Pro. I bought mine maybe 4 months ago, and I really just am still a huge fan of them. Now I have run into a couple small. Right here. There they are. I've had a couple small issues with them, but nothing that outweighs the value I've gotten from them. So if someone you know has AirPods, or not AirPods, but an Apple phone, I highly recommend getting it for them, especially if they don't already have wireless earbuds.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, I've had mine for, I think, 2 years. I got them the same day they came out. Launched.
One more thing. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I just had something pop in my head. They're also going wildly on sale all over the place because the next model is coming out soon. Costco has them for like $169. Walmart had them for like $159, regular price, like $230. So very affordable right now.
Yeah, definitely. And, especially during the holiday feature, like these are something that are really good. And they sound amazing. Like Joe says, the support with the Apple ecosystem is fantastic. The fact that you can switch from one device to another simultaneously, if you have multiple devices and stuff like that, depending on where you're playing your audio on, you know, sometimes I put them on just to listen to music or whatnot, throughout the day. And then I'll get a phone call on my phone, and I can switch equally back and forth between the two. It'll pause the music on my MacBook. I can take a call on my iPhone, replay my music on my MacBook, and it'll automatically reconnect to them. No going into the settings, no connecting, disconnecting, all of that. Like it is hands down the way they do it. And I think it's with the W chip.
W1
chip. So, Roy's, the Beats will probably have the same features in them and stuff like that. So, definitely worth checking out, either of those products if you are in the market for it. I will say something that didn't make my tech pick, and I was thinking about it long and hard.
Yeah, give us the honorable mention.
The MagSafe battery pack did not make it, along with the wallet. But the wallet was on there last year, I think, on the tech that we didn't regret purchasing. So it was, but I definitely was trying to consider this, but I just can't. Like, A, I don't use it enough, and B, it doesn't give a full charge. Like, and that's really disappointing. So I'm hoping that in a future version that it will come out with. Any of you guys have an idea that didn't make the list?
I do. I have another one that popped up, especially one that's on the cheaper end, which, you know, a lot of our mentions haven't been. Bluetooth compatible LED lights. You can get them for $20, and they do so much to enhance a room, and they do a great job of allowing someone to express themselves. If you know anybody in your family or any friends that are like artsy or anything like that, that's a really great gift for them.
Yeah. And we should also mention that Matt is not on the podcast today, but he's written an article that's going to be posted on goopley.com soon. And it has his top picks for 2021. And we'll make sure it gets out there and linked in the description there. But I did a sneak peek at it, and he's got some smart lighting and smart tech for home and stuff like that. So definitely check out that article if you haven't. Again, once the podcast goes live, it'll be in the link in the description. And I'll be sure to share it too, to our social media pages. And you can also find it on goopley.com once it goes live. So
yeah, I bought one for fun when it was on sale recently. Sorry to interrupt you again.
Which brand did you buy?
Oh gosh, I think it's Philips. Let me check Philips. My little controller.
Yeah, because I have the Philips Hue one.
Mine's like it's a GE one, General Electric's, and it has a little controller. So it's not Bluetooth compatible, but it was on sale, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to try it. It was like $10, so, you know, at that point, it's worth it.
You can buy cheap, cheap lights. Another one is Groovy. But there's a bunch of them on Amazon that you can do. They even make a smart light plant.
What do you mean? What really does cool. that mean?
It's like a plant with smart lights on it. Like it's insanely expensive. It's like $300-$400 for it. I saw somebody do a tech related view on it and stuff like that. And of course they got it sent to them for free. So naturally. it was probably easy to do a review on that. But and her and her husband are big YouTubers, and they're on Instagram. I can't remember their names, but if I can think of it, I'll link it in the description. They redid their whole office and everything with smart lighting and smart tech and LED lighting and stuff like that. I'll see if I can find the video and link it to theirs. But yeah, definitely smart lighting and Bluetooth. Joseph said his was GE. Philips Hue makes ones. I have a Philips Hue. Roy has a Philips Hue.
That's kind of the best part about where LED or color changing LEDs and like Bluetooth compatible LEDs are at. It's at a point where there are so many competitors that you can find them at decent prices. And honestly, just like color in a room is nice. Pretty much everybody would like to see a color in their room.
Yeah, definitely. I still have some more colors that I'm working on. I want to do LEDs behind my TV and stuff like that to kind of brighten that up a little bit too.
Hell yeah.
So I have some good ideas for LED, so you should check that out.
I even put some Philips Hue bulbs in. I have three exterior lights, one at the front door, one at the garage door, and one in the back door. And I put some Philips Hue bulbs in there, and I have them different colors on Halloween. I'll probably do the same for other holidays too. But the cool thing that I really liked about it is I can schedule when it will turn off and when it will turn on. Save me, number one, because my wife's the type of person who will leave the light on all day long.
That's me.
And I know it's not like a huge amount of energy, but over time, like over a few years, that's going to build up. But I now have it scheduled to turn on and turn off at a certain time, which is going to save me on energy. And we don't have to remember to turn a light on before we leave. If we know we're going to come home late or something like that, it'll automatically turn on and turn off, which is another added convenience of having a smart light bulb.
Yeah, disclaimer, I have Philips Hue bulbs in every one of my lights. All the overhead lights have Philips Hue ones in there. I went all out when we moved in to our place on Bainbridge. And then it just kind of converted over here. But so in our kitchen area, we have three basically drop down lights in the kitchen on the island. We have a center island in our kitchen, and we have three light bulbs in there. And during the summer we had like a Hawaiian scene in there, so like two of them were like an orangey color, and then the other it was like a sunset basically scene and stuff like that that you could do. And then we had some very Hawaiian diffusers. We have these diffusers that plug in, and they work with your phone and stuff like that too. But it was very Hawaii smelling, and it was really nice because we were having such great weather around here, and having that Hawaiian scene. But now we have a Christmas one, so we have two ones on the side are red, and then the one in the middle is green. So it's all decked out for Christmas, and then we have our Christmas tree up. So, it's definitely smart bulbs are great, great to go with. So, all right. I think we can wrap it up there unless anybody has any final thoughts.
Tim, what do you think about pretty colors?
Pretty colors are great.
Sick.
Do you have any pretty colors in your house?
He's got the lights up in the window right behind him.
Yeah. He does.
We have a few Hue bulbs in the bedroom and some in the living room. Don't really use them anymore because we got a bunch of nice cheap lights going across the ceiling. So, and those are nice and dimmed. So we use
You talked about bedroom, but I don't know if this is going to show up on there. Let's see. This is probably a good picture. This is our bedroom. We actually just redid this.
Are those like Christmas lights?
They're kind of. They're like IKEA. They're LED lights that we got from IKEA. And then we're using a gold pole that goes along the back to hang them. It was interesting though. Whenever you go to IKEA, the plugs are always insane. But it's got this giant plug, like this big, and then it has this like thing you screw onto it. Like the plugs from IKEA are the most weirdest plugs that you get. And they're always giant and everything and stuff like that. But we didn't want to do anything crazy. But we just kind of wanted to do something a little different in the bedroom. And so we did these dangling lights from like a little pole that is designed for the kitchen. Yeah, it turned out pretty good, but it's just nice because then you got some light. It's not really bright lights and stuff like that if you're watching TV and stuff like that. And we watch a lot of TV in the bedroom just because it's more comfortable with the dogs and everything and stuff like that to lay all in the bed instead of everybody piling onto the small couch and stuff like that. So anyways, okay, we'll end it there. Thanks everybody for joining us for this episode of the GooplyCast. The replay will be available on your favorite podcasting app. Side note, we are also available on Facebook Podcast. So,
wowie.
I know, excited. I discovered that feature in there when I was updating some of the stuff on the Facebook page, that there was an option to add our podcast in there. So the podcast should automatically start playing or posting to our page on there. So check us out on Facebook or wherever you get your podcasting apps. I've been your host, Matt Evans, filling in for Matt Carter. For Matt, Tim, Roy, and Joseph, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the GooplyCast.
Thanks for listening to the GooplyCast. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Visit us on social media at Gooply. And remember, you can stream the GooplyCast on your favorite podcasting app or Gooply.com.